Blessed be the name of the Lord this morning. I want to thank God for bringing us to another time on radio and sharing on the platform of Church on Here. I want to thank God for all those who are listening and all those who have been waiting for this program. I am sure there is time again that God is about to bless you, to bless your family, to bless your loved ones. Help me to tell your people, tell your loved ones, or you can even phone them, that this program, Church on Air, is already on the air, and it is time for God to bless us together. Thank God for all those who made some inquiries last week. Really appreciate you, and I'm sure that you know you are blessed and that you are cleared about all that we have said. Today we are still on supernatural speed, and we are going to take a topic today. The topic is the secret of supernatural speed. The secret of supernatural speed. Now, in the Advanced Learner Dictionary, it defines speed as the ability to quickly move towards a goal, or performing at an expected rate, or when things happen more quickly beyond expectation. You know, it defines speed as the ability to quickly move towards a goal, you know, to move towards a goal in life, or performing at an expected rate, or when things happen more quickly beyond expectation. So, you know, we can now define it in biblical terms. We can say that divine speed is the grace to achieve a God's given goal at God's given time. Can you see that? So, you know, divine speed is the grace to achieve something in life, to achieve a God's given purpose in life. You know, to achieve a God's given goal in life at God's good time. Can you see that? According to the book of Ecclesiastes chapter 1, from verse 1 to 3, he was telling us there that to everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the earth. You know, so what are we saying there? God has a timetable for the events of our life. God has timetable. The Bible says all things, you know, come at God's own time for you. Can you see that? So God has timetable for your life. That's why when you look at Genesis 24, you know, when we read from verse 12 to 21, if I just paraphrase, he says, that is talking about, you know, Eliezer, Abraham's servant. He says, O Lord, God of my master Abraham, I pray thee, send me good speed this day and show kindness unto my master Abraham. You know, he was asking, you know, for good speed. He desired it and he experienced it. And he testified in Genesis 24 about the speed that God gave to him. You see, God is about to give you speed in every area of your life. God is about to give you speed in your marital life. You know, I want you to know that after this sharing this morning, you know, you are going to enter into divine speed. And things will be happening in your life, happening in your family. You know, everything will be happening to the glory of God in your life in the name of Jesus Christ. So now, let us go to the main body of the talk now. What are the secrets of supernatural speed? What are now the secrets? How can I move? How can I achieve great things at God's given time? Number one secret is divine helpers. Divine helpers. Let's open our Bible to see that what happened to David. You know, in 1 Chronicles chapter 12, and let's read from verse 21 to 23. 1 Chronicles chapter 12, from verse 21 to 23, yes.
And they helped David against the band of the robbers, for they were all mighty men of valor, and were captains in the host. For at that time, day by day, there came to David to help him, until it was a great host, like the host of God. And these are the numbers of the bands that were ready armed of the war.
Now, can you see there right now that, you know, when there is no help, there's no movement. When there is no help, you know, you can't have speed. You see, no matter how anointed you are, you need help. No matter how gracious you are, there is no man on this planet earth that will not need help. Can you see that? So it is the help that David gathered every day. Bible says God sent men to him. God sent men, and these men, they actualize his vision. They activate him. You know, they push him forward. Don't forget that David was a man of war. Don't forget that David was a man of God. But yet, he needed help. No wonder he says, I will lift up my eyes unto the hills from whence my help comes from. He said, my help comes from the Lord. So, David make outstanding result because of divine helpers. God was sending help to him every day. I prophesy to you this morning, as you are hearing me, that every day, help will come to you. Every day, God will help you. Every day, he will take you to a new level. Every day, you will have a new testimony in the name of Jesus Christ. So, we can see divine help there. Now, when you look at the story of Esther and Mordecai, you will see divine help there. You will see how God helped Mordecai to prepare Esther for the throne. Ooh, you see, you are the next person to rule right now. You know, for you to get to the place of glory, you need help. It was Mordecai that prepared Esther. Now, let's see that in the book of Esther chapter 2. Let us read from verse 5 to 7. Esther chapter 2 from verse 5 to 7, yes.
Now in Shushan, the palace there was a certain Jew whose name was Mordecai, the son of Jair, the son of Shimeah, the son of Kish, a Benjamite, who had been carried away from Jerusalem with the captivity which had been carried away with Jeconiah, king of Judah, whom Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, has carried away. And it brought up Hadassah, that is Esther, his uncle's daughter, for she has neither father nor mother. And the maid was fair and beautiful, whom Mordecai, when her father and mother were dead, took for his own daughter.
Wow, Mordecai took Esther for his own daughter. Are you seeing that? So, you know, Mordecai raised her up. You know, Mordecai gave her the help that she needed. Now, don't forget that Esther was a slave. A slave in Shushan. Now, do you know that it was the help that, you know, Mordecai gave to Esther that made Esther to get to the throne at last? For you to make it in life, you need a Mordecai. May God give you a Mordecai this morning. The Mordecai that will take you to the throne. The Mordecai that will make you. That will make you up to become something in life. Mordecai make up Esther. You know, Mordecai put glory upon Esther. And Esther became the queen at last. That is your portion in the name of Jesus Christ. That is your story this morning in the name of Jesus Christ. Apart from that, we are talking about divine help. Even when you see the case of Elisha and the Shunammite woman, you know, the Shunammite woman helped Elisha to fulfill her ministry. The Shunammite woman gave Elisha a place. He gave Elisha food and everything. Now, why will the ministry not get speech? When somebody is there at work to supply your needs. Can we see that in the book of 2 Kings chapter 4? 2 Kings 4, can we read from verse 8 to 11? Elisha and the Shunammite woman.
And it fell on a day that Elisha passed to Shunem, where was a great woman, and she constrained him to eat bread. And so it was that as often as he passed by, he turned in at her to eat bread. And she said unto her husband, behold now, I perceive that this is an holy man of God, which passeth by us continually. Let us make a little chamber, I pray thee, on the wall, and let us set for him there a bed, and a table, and a stool, and a candlestick. And it shall be, when he cometh to us, that he shall turn in either. And it fell on the day that he came either, and he turned into the chamber, and lay there.
Wow! Can you see a family providing accommodation, building a house for a man of God? But what are you doing? Your own ministry to criticize them. Your own ministry is to talk against them. And Bible says that touch not my anointed and do my prophet no harm. You know, why can't you allow God to discipline his own people? You know, look at this Shunammite woman. She told her husband, truly she was a great woman. Let this man be eating as he's coming to, you know, to Shunem. Let him, let us provide for him, Let's give him bread. Let's be, you know, a source unto him. And the husband agreed. Later on, he made another request for Elisha. Elisha did not ask for it. You know what he said? He said, let us build a house on top. Not big, but, you know, story on top of them. Oh, my God. This woman's relationship, she was great. No wonder God met her only two, not knowing that, you know, what she was doing will open doors of her fruitfulness. Do you know that because of all that she has done, God opened up, you know, a door of fruitfulness, and she had a boy at last. Can you see that the good things you do will bring reward to you? You know, the good things you do for men of God brings reward to you. So, you know, you see the Shunammite helping Elisha to fulfill his ministry, you know, to give him food, to give him accommodation. Tell me, why would this person not have speech? May God make you a Shunammite woman in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, another thing you see in the Bible on this divine helper, you know, as a secret of supernatural speed, is Naomi and Ruth. You know, Ruth stood there for Naomi. When all everything came to a standstill in the life of Naomi, the husband died, her two children died, and Naomi told the tailor, can you go back? There's nothing in me again that can help your life. Ruth said, no. Let's read it in Ruth chapter 1. Can we read verse number 16? Ruth 1, verse 16, yes.
And Ruth said, entreat me not to leave thee, or to return from following after thee. For whither thou goest, I will go, and where thou lodgest, I will lodge. Thy people shall be my people, and thy God my God.
Can you see? I will not go. I will pursue you. I will go with you. And at that point in time, there was nothing good again, Naomi. I wouldn't know how he received, she received revelation, that staying with this woman will still bring glory to her. You know, when you look at a situation, you look at a woman, and you discover that this woman is not empty. Even though she was empty, but yet she was still full. Somebody can look empty, but full. You know, at that point, Naomi looked empty. She has lost her husband, lost her two children, and yet Ruth said, I will still go with you. You know, up here, the co-wife has gone back. But may God give you a revelation into your destiny. May you not shoot by sight. May you choose by the grace of the Lord. You know, this is what happened to Ruth, that at the end of the day, she cleaved into Mosaic line. Can we read that Ruth again, chapter 4, 13 and 14? Ruth 4, 13 and 14.
So Boaz took Ruth, and she was his wife, and when he went in unto her, the Lord gave her conception, and she bare a son. And the woman said unto Naomi, blessed be the Lord, which has not left thee this day without a kinsman, that his name may be famous in Israel.
Wow, can you see now? So, you know, Ruth helped Naomi to define her destiny, to fulfill her destiny, so that her clan would not be destroyed in the history of mankind. And they gave birth to Una, to Obed. Ruth gave birth to Obed. Obed gave birth to Jesse. And Jesse gave birth to David. What a wonderful story this morning. Oh, I will see you after this timeout in the name of Jesus Christ.
The MP3s of this message and other previous messages by Reverend David Muyiwa Ononuga is now available on our website. Kindly visit www.cdnmi.org.ng www.cdnmi.org.ng. Just locate the Church on Air page on the website, and there you can find all the messages by Reverend David Muyiwa Ononuga. God bless you.
Welcome back in the name of Jesus Christ. We are sharing this morning on the secret of supernatural speed. And we have mentioned, number one, that you need divine helpers. You know, number two thing that you need to give you speed is resources. When your life is full of resources, you move at a high speed. Number one thing I want you to know is that you must study. You must read books. You know, Bible says in the book of 2 Timothy, chapter 2, verse 15, he says, study to show yourself approved unto God. You know, study, you know, books approve you. It approves you for speed. It accelerates your life because it brings, you know, information to you. Books helps you a lot, you know, it opens your eyes. Like, you know, when Daniel and his people are in their eyes, you know what happened? It was through book that Daniel discovered that the 70 years that Jeremiah prophesied that they will stay in exile has been completed. Can you see that? Or else they could have stayed. Oliver, you know, but do you know that it was, you know, the books that revealed that? So what I will say this morning is that, look, you need to study. There are many Christians who are no longer studying. That's why their life is not approved. That's why they are stagnant. You need information. Information brings formation. You need knowledge. Knowledge, you know, it gives you edge over others. Knowledge that is, you know, over others. Knowledge gives you an edge. Edge of knowing. So how can you go for knowledge? You know, so knowledge increases a man. Knowledge brings speed. You know, it brings to know what others will not know. Now, let's also read, you know, 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 13. For to know that it is knowledge that has helped the speed of Paul, you know, in his missionary journey. Yes.
The cloth that I left at Troas with Carpus, when thou comest, bring with thee, and the books, but especially the parchments.
Bring the books, the parchments. No, those are the jottings. Those are the books where the Holy Ghost has been speaking to him and is speaking to them. Can you see that? So, you know, if you can't read, nobody will read your life. You know, you must be a reader for people to read you. So, if you don't read, you don't have speed. Are you seeing that? Now, because when you read, you gain knowledge and you gain wisdom. You know, we are talking about resources. Apart from books, is that you must move with the right people. Right people. Bible says, you know, a man that move with the wise become wiser. But the companion of the foolish shall be destroyed. So, when you move with the right people, you become wiser. You know, so you gain speed. You gain speed. So, you know, you choose your friend. Love everybody. But you know what? You must choose your friend. So, you see the story of Paul. Let's see Romans 16. You discover that the reason why Paul moved fast in life was because he was in the midst of the right people. Romans 16 from verse 1.
I commend unto you Phoebe, our sister, which is a servant of the church, which is at Caesarea, that ye receive her in the Lord as becometh saint, and that ye assist her in whatsoever business she had need of you. For she had been a succorer of many, and of myself also.
Succorer. She had been a help. Can you see that? Now read 3 and 4 now.
Greet Priscilla and Aquila, my helpers in Christ Jesus, who have for my life laid down their own necks, unto whom not only I give thanks, but also all the churches of the Gentiles.
They laid their life for Paul, for him to succeed. They laid their life. Read 5 and 6 now.
Likewise greet the church that is in their house. Salute my well-beloved Epanetos, who is the fruitful of Achaia, unto Christ. Greet Mary, who bestowed much labor on us.
He bestowed much labor on us. Can you see? He labored on Paul for Paul to become great in life. So you need right people. When you are still moving with wrong people, you can't make it in life. You can't have speed. You need to select your friends. Love everybody, then select your friends. You can't befriend everybody. If you befriend everybody, you are going nowhere. Why? Because they will throw you left and right. You know, just your friend. Then they, under resources, the last thing there is that you must be in the right location. If you want supernatural speed, then you must be in what? In the right location. Because, you know, your location determines your location. Where you are determines how far you will go. No wonder God told Abraham in the book of Genesis chapter 12 from verses 1 and 2. Genesis chapter 12, 1 and 2, yes.
Now the Lord had said unto Abraham, get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred and from thy father's house unto a land that I will show thee, and I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing.
Wow, there is a place where God cannot bless you. Eh? If you are not in the right place, God said, now get out. This land, I can't bless you. This land, you can't have speed. There are some people, you know, they are in the wrong location. Their problem is wrong location. And the moment you can pray to God, you know, and God gives you the right location, you will have speed. There are many pastors today, they are in the wrong location. They are supposed to be somewhere else. They are in Abeokuta here. And that's why they are suffering. And they are suffering and suffering, not knowing that they have missed their location. And many people always come to us in church. They will ask, help me to ask God where He wants us to be. Why can't God tell you? If you are open to God, why can't God tell you? Because a man that cannot receive direction from God has no business in the ministry. So you need to understand all this. Number three secret of spiritual speed is finance. Money. Don't forget that the Bible says money answers all things. You know, when there is financial breakthrough in your life becomes great in life. You need finance. You need money. Somebody said that anointing without finance brings annoyance. I have seen people in the villages where I have gone before, where the Lord is using them mightily. But you know what? They are in the local setup. Wrong location and no allocation. They have no allocation because they are in the bush. They can perform better than we. So we need financial strength. No wonder Jesus made it. Can we see in the life of Jesus a woman called Mary? Mary, the sister of Lazarus. See what she did for Jesus in Luke chapter 10. Now, let's read verse 38. Luke chapter 10, verse 38. Yes.
Now it came to pass as they went that entered into a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha received him into her house. And she had a sister called Mary, which also sat at Jesus' feet and had his word.
Can you imagine that, you see? They received Jesus in their house. Eh? It's just your own house. They received Jesus. So these are helpers of Jesus. Eh? They sponsored his ministry. They helped his ministry. Who are you sponsoring? Eh? They help. Are you sponsoring your church programs? Are you sponsoring evangelistic program? You are just sitting there. You need to wake up. You need to come back to life. You need to be part of, you know, the work of God in the land. So, you know, Mary and Martha, you see, they loved Jesus Christ. They gave him accommodation. Even in let us share that place. In John chapter 12, you know, from verse 1 to 3. John chapter 12, 1 to 3, yes.
Then Jesus, 6 days before the Passover, came to Bethany, where Lazarus was, which had been dead, whom he raised from the dead. There they made him a supper, and Martha served him, but Lazarus was one of them that sat at the table with him.
It's okay. They made him supper. They gave him food. Can you see now? These are people who are backing up Jesus Christ. They gave him food. Okay, let's look at even where Mary bought alabaster oil. You know, precious and costly oil to anoint Jesus for his burial. In Luke chapter 7, in verse 38. Luke chapter 7, verse 38, yes.
And stood at his feet behind him, weeping, and began to wash his feet with tears, and did wipe them with the hairs of her head, and kissed his feet, and anointed them with the ointment.
Can you see people laboring over Jesus? Keeping the ministry of Jesus Christ. Eh? Laboring over Jesus Christ. Not only Mary labored, though. Let's see other women too. No, in Luke chapter 8. Luke chapter 8, let's see from verse 1 to 3, yes.
And it came to pass afterward that he went throughout every city and village, preaching and sharing the glad tidings of the kingdom of God. And the 12 were with him, and certain women which had been healed of evil spirits and infirmities, Mary called Magdalene, out of whom went 7 devils, and Joanna, the wife of Chuza, Herod's steward, and Susanna, and many others which ministered unto him of their substance.
They ministered to Jesus what? Of their substance. They gave to him. Oh my God. Why will the ministry of Jesus suffer? No wonder, you know, Judas Iscariot was stealing the money because the money was much. The money was more to the extent that it was stealing and they are not feeling it. Can you see that? So, the women were ministering to Jesus, you know, from their substance. They are given. Are you a giver? You know, in your church, you are complaining your church is not growing. Just not moving. Are you giving to the church? Are you giving your tithe? Are you giving your offering to the church? And you are complaining, our church is crawling. Why will it not crawl? The last thing I will discuss with you on the secret of supernatural speed today is opportunity. When David saw Goliath in the book of 1 Samuel 17, he saw it as opportunity. Other people are running behind. David said, no, this is an opportunity. The day that David killed Goliath, his fame became great. He used it as opportunity to learn into the hall of fame. God is bringing opportunity to your life. You are not using it. Come on, use it now. Eh? Look at the story of Jacob and Esau. Jacob had been looking for the birthright. The day that Esau came, you know, in Genesis 25, from verse 30. That he came, he said, I need food. You know what Jacob said? Give me your birthright. And he took his birthright. He said, this is my opportunity to take this birthright. And he took it from me. And also Joseph, who used his gift to get to the top. And Bible says in Proverbs 18:16, the gift of a man will make a way for him. Joseph put his gift to action and he got to the top. Thank God for listening to us this morning. I will see you again next week under the same topic. But for your speed, it is well with you in Jesus' name. Amen.
For free prayer and counseling, send a rich Reverend David Muyiwa Onanuga on 080-33-855-927. 080-33-855-927. God bless you.
Thank God for this word of God you have just heard. You need to give your life to Jesus. Say after me, Father, in the name of Jesus, I give my life to Jesus. Jesus Christ, come to my life and be my Lord and my Savior. Lord Jesus, as from today, I belong to you. I will serve you in the name of Jesus. Thank you for saving me in Jesus' name. Amen.
Some glad morning when this life is over, I'll fly away.
I know you have been blessed by this powerful message and the ministration of Reverend David Muyiwa Onanuga. You can order for the CD of this message or previous messages. Send your prayer requests to us at Tema Bible School, the Man for our Free Tracts and Magazines. Invite us to minister deliverance or healing. Come for our free counseling and deliverance prayer on Friday morning. The Man for our Books and various topics. Join us in our Family Life and Leadership Conference or fellowship with us at Christian Dominion Network Ministries, aka Dominion Tabernacle, opposite Aladesomi Bus Stop, Rock City Avenue, Ashera, Abeokuta, on Tuesday for Discipleship Hour by 5:30, Thursday for Blood of Jesus Service by 5:30, and Sunday, First Service, Jesus the Doctor, 8 a.m., and Second Service, Celebration Service, 9 a.m. See you next week on this channel, this same time. Jesus is Lord.